One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. Jules here for whatculture.com. And can you smell it? Can you smell that scent on the air? Why, tis corporate greed and kind of smells like what I imagine Limburger from Biker Mice from Mars would smell like after about a 10k run. Yes, it is the scent of Valentine's Day, my friend. That day, that one day of the year that we must abide by corporate love because love is bloody mandatory. So what better time than now than to dole out some sweetness of my own with a list revolving around romance options in video games? But wait, my friend, before you switch off thinking that this is going to be a mushy and rather gushy affair, then fret not, because this isn't a video focused on video games that make you feel even more painfully alone, but instead dalliances with digital dicks that will lead to your death. That's right, it's a list on video game romance options that end up absolutely killing you, turning you into a stiff of a very different nature. Indeed. So with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is whatculture.com, and these are seven times that your romance option decisions killed you. Number seven, Cubivore, Survival of the Fittest, Death by Mating. If you've never played Cubivore Survival of the Fittest, then hoo boy, you in for a treat, my friend, because this game is definitely one of a kind. As a weird living block of flesh, your job is to take down a despot ruler of the land who has not only caused the decline of blocky biodiversity in the area, but has also started destroying the world itself. Pretty serious, right? So how are you going to topple this tyrant? Well, by ripping him limb from limb, of course, as is the classic tradition. But in order to get strong enough to turn him into a kind of Rayman-like being, you're gonna need to get down to business. And by business, I mean mating everything that bloody moves. So Cubivore operates on a gameplay loop of your created creature finding mates using a love tunnel and then boffing all of them in one go because he's an absolute big ledge before selecting an offspring that shares some of their unique abilities, combining them with your own. As you mutate more and more, you develop new skills and powers, making you stronger and stronger. However, before you begin unzipping your pixelated pants, here's a little bit of a warning for you, because even though you emerge with this new mutation and new skills and abilities, you do have to confront the rather disturbing image of your dad, aka the creature that you just played as, dead in front of you. Ah, Pops, you went out doing what you loved, shagging everything with a pulse. I'll miss you. Number 6, NetHack, Succubus and Incubus Interactions. Okay, so hold on to your little rubber hats, my friends, as we're about to do a deep dive into a game so rich and plump with content that if it were a food item, it would be a thick rump steak, but thick in this case is spelt with two C's, three at a push. I'm speaking, of course, about NetHack, the legendary open source adventure game that dropped way back way in 1987. Now, this title was utterly ambitious, providing procedurally generated dungeons, huge arrays of monsters and items to fight and find, and a permadeath system made all the more brutal by the many, many ways that this game tried to kill you. And seeing as this video game operated on old-school video game logic, that would happen a lot. For example, you might get dragged to the depths by a kraken because you forgot to grease up your armor, or you might have all of your gold stolen by some leprechauns because you didn't think to throw it away before engaging them in a fight. And of course, if you're very unlucky, you might experience a kind of death by snoo-snoo if you encounter an incubus or a succubus and some bad stuff happens. These devilishly attractive demons appear occasionally and use a skill check on you to seduce you, making you remove your armor for them to steal before teleporting away. However, it's not only your dignity that they can rob you of, as if your stats are less than their skill check, then they actually have a chance of passing on a negative effect as well. If you are severely unlucky, then you'll find out that your love tussle with the succubus has left you feeling exhausted, and this will do 10 to 16 points of damage, meaning that if you chose to encounter them at the wrong time, then, well, you're gonna be as dead as a doornail. And before you say that this doesn't count as a romance option, seeing as this is an enemy that you fight, you do have the option to encounter the succubus before it turns hostile with the chat feature, meaning that you get to choose, well, when the game might literally have your pants down. Number 5. Mass Effect 2. Morinth. So one of the greatest things about the Mass Effect trilogy, outside of Shepard's amazing dance moves, is that these games make you truly feel like this huge, open, sci-fi opera is at once a personal and granular tale. It is, ooh, I feel it coming on, utter chef kiss. Yes. And clearly part and parcel of being any space-worthy captain is by taking a cue from Captain Kirk and bedding as many alien species as possible throughout the galaxy. Yet putting the smoothest of moves can actually lead to your downfall if you choose to side with Morinth over Samara in the latter's loyalty quest. Now, Morinth is Sammy's daughter and has been going on a spate of sex murders as of late, using her genetic abnormality of obliterating her chosen mate's mind during sex. Now, Shepard is offered a choice in the ensuing confrontation, to either murder Morinth, let her escape, or if we're feeling a little bit saucy, siding with her and killing Samara. Doing so will earn you the favour of Morinth, who joins your crew, as well as her affections, and she even says that she thinks that you might be able to survive the sexual mind meld thing that she's got going on. Might be. But here's the problem. If you're thinking with your downstairs rather than your up here's, then you might decide to take her up on the offer, and that is a bad move, my friend, because, how best to put this? The scene that your crew would see upon walking in and seeing what's happened to Shepard would be like if a human was a piece of toothpaste and was just squeezed, squeezed, and then squeezed some more. Not a great sight. And plus the cleanup afterwards would be horrendous. Number 4. Fallout 2. Backseat Bang. So I have to be clear with this one from the off, as this isn't actually an example of the player being killed because of their sexual choices, and more that the player actually gets to kill somebody using sex. Plus, it's from Fallout 2, and I'm never going to pass up an opportunity to bang on about this game. So across your adventures, you might be lucky enough to come across the Highwayman, a relic from the long, long ago that the Chosen One can use to zip about the wasteland, all the while providing a great space to store items in that monstrous trunk. However, you might also be unlucky enough to also have this wheeled beast stolen from you when you arrive in New Reno. After tracking down the thief known as T-Ray, you'll find the Highwayman in his chop shop, wherein the cheeky bloody bastard tries to sell it back to you. If you choose not to kill the bastard and happen to be playing as a female character, a new romance option will appear to, pay with other means. After testing the back springs of the Highwayman a bit, the car is yours once more. Huzzah! But here's the thing. You can actually go back to T-Ray and, well, test the springs again, take his gear shift for another spin, if you know what I'm saying, and he'll give you upgrades for the car as well as fuel cells to keep it running. But here's the problem. If you return too frequently or do it too often in such a short span of time, you will actually cause his head to explode from overdosing on sex. Brilliant. Number 3. Far Cry 3 Citra Ending. In what might be one of the most ridiculous endings in all of the Far Cry series, Far Cry 3 does indeed let you go out with an almighty bang if you choose to side with Citra over your long-term girlfriend. If for some reason that you're thinking with your pudding shooter in your shorts over, you know, actual logics, you can decide to slit the throat of your girlfriend and abandon your previous life to start anew with Citra on the island. Why you would do this has meekly been explained away by fans and even the developers as Jason losing himself to the island, but come on, we all know the real reason why you did it. Well, more fool you, because the moment that Jason and Citra start getting it on, the scene takes a rather nasty turn. Well, nastier than doing it with a relative stranger while the body of your girlfriend is still warm. And Citra plunges a dagger through your heart after stealing your seed, claiming that your offspring will be perfect warriors capable of ruling the island forever. Whew, what goes around, comes around. Number 2. Drops of Death, Romance Your Own Killer. Drops of Death, not just those mad vertical slides that seem to populate every single indoor play area across the country, is a video game that's just dropped on Steam recently, or technically a demo of it has just dropped on Steam with the full game coming out a little bit later. It's a visual romance novel, but what makes it stand out from amongst the pack of seedy and saucy titles like this is a very unique twist concerning a killer. This revolves around a character called Adrian, narrowly escaping an encounter with a masked assailant. They then attempt to return their lives to normal by returning to college, upon which they meet three other characters, Edwin, Nick, and Natasha, who Adrian can begin a romance with. Yet here, much like a pig's penis, is the twist, because one of these three is actually the murderer at the beginning of the story. Gasp! Shock! I am aghast. What makes this even more special, though, is that the game randomly assigns which one it's going to be, so therefore you might end up with a situation where you're actually taking a date with your would-be killer. A date with death, as it were. It will definitely be interesting to see how this idea is fleshed out, but for now, Drops of Death has all the makings of another off-kilter romance novel experience. And number one, Leisure Suit Larry in the Land of the Lounge Lizards. Leisurely STDs. So, the Leisure Suit Larry franchise is a very interesting beast indeed. If it were a human, it would be that horrible manager from the cult British club film Human Traffic. You know, the one that's just sweating with lust and desperation. These games, or at least the latter half of the sort of franchise, is definitely the ones made for water cooler masturbators who get off on terrible sexual innuendo and really, really gross puns. But if you were to look at the granddaddy that sired this rather miserable franchise, you might be surprised to find that there's actually a decent puzzle game at the heart of it. Developed by legendary Sierra Entertainment of the almighty Quest series fame, Leisure Suit Larry and the Land of the Lounge Lizards was a title that contained all of the team's off-kilter humor and their off-the-wall logic puzzles. For years, the team had delighted fans the world over with their hero, king, space, and police quest games, and had become notable for the ways in which your character could die in many humorous and embarrassing ways. And this original Leisure Suit Larry game was no exception. Plus, when combined with the main narrative goal of get Larry laid at whatever cost, means that there was a lot of doors open for some truly, truly embarrassing ways to go out. For example, those looking to clock out their cock and bull story early might think that they're smart enough for locating a prostitute and paying her for sex. Job done, right? Game over, yes? Well, true, it is a game over, but a slightly different variant, as it unfortunately turns out that Larry has contracted some rather devastating STDs. The type of STDs that make your junk glow like it's a flashing bomb about to go off. And indeed it does, because a few moments later, Larry keels over and dies, putting an end to his desperate adventure. Ah, Larry, how little we respected you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.